Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom, which launched a new mobile app. It is a beauty. For listening, it learns what you like and delivers great podcasts and on-demand radio from around the world. You can also record your own audio right in the app, including an editing feature, so you can trim the recording before uploading it. That works well, too. The app is available now for Apple devices in the Apple App Store. Let's start with a little more detail on a report that was issued last week, just minutes before we recorded this podcast. The report came from the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, which divulged music industry revenue figures for the first half of 2014 compared to the same period last year. The story is this: music sales are down, streaming is up. And there's no surprise there. That's a trend that has been in motion for a couple of years. Some of the exact numbers are startling. Ad-supported streaming is up over 50% year over year, though it is worth noting that that figure includes only online radio that is not operating under statutory licenses. Now, I know that sounds like legalese, but it's important because it excludes Pandora, for example, and Songza, another online radio station, as well as thousands of internet stations that operate independently on platforms like Live 365 and Shoutcast and Radionomy. On the sales side, music purchases in this report, of all types, whether they be CDs or downloads, singles or albums, are down by double digits in the first half of 2014. So the trend from music ownership to streaming continues. Satellite broadcaster SiriusXM, which last week was on the receiving end of a stunning courtroom verdict, has pledged to appeal the ruling. The court found that Sirius was guilty of failure to pay royalties for the use of music records made before 1972. None of the other music services, digital or analog, pay those royalties either, thanks to a strange wrinkle in the U.S. Copyright Act, but it was Sirius that was being sued. As we described last week, the case has enormous implications for liability across the radio landscape. Sirius executive David Freer said, "We think the judge is wrong." All right, well, that's a starting point for the appeal, and we'll see what happens next. Singer and recording artist Roseanne Cash went on an extraordinary Facebook rampage against streaming, which she referred to as dressed-up piracy. Now, many musicians have criticized streaming, but nobody has condemned it in quite that way. Cash's outburst stimulated a lot of comment on Facebook, both pro and con. Earlier this summer, Roseanne Cash, who, by the way, is Johnny Cash's daughter, testified before Congress about how she thinks music licensing in the U.S. is broken. She's not alone in thinking that. And that was her larger point on Facebook, too. But ripping into Spotify as a criminal activity did cause some controversy. iHeartMedia, formerly Clear Channel, commissioned an interesting study from a company called NeuroInsight to determine the effectiveness of audio ads in our brains. Well, apparently they work in our brains, better than video ads in many cases, according to the research. That's a good result for iHeart to cite as it continues promoting the value of radio advertising in the market. Groove Shark, the crowdsourced music service, was in the news this week and it had a bad week. In a New York district court, a judge issued a summary judgment against Groove Shark and its executives, ruling that they willfully uploaded music tracks to seed their service. That's a copyright infringement. GrooveShark pushed back against the ruling with a defiant statement the next day, claiming that any wrong behavior was during a, quote, early version of the company. More to come on this, no doubt. Electronic music online radio station Digitally Imported, also known as DI, talked to Rain News about plans to ambitiously expand its platform. Currently, DI curates a whopping 82 channels of electronica. Carrying forward that online radio experience, the company also plans to add interactivity such as personalized channels, as well as music commerce. Now, that means that users will be able to purchase tracks directly on the platform rather than linking out to iTunes or some other retailer. This plan, if executed along the lines outlined to Rain, would be a breakthrough for the pure play music service field. The company has promised us more details later this month. eMusic is one of the longest surviving music subscription services, and it announced a big change. It is ditching all of its major label content and returning to its roots as a champion of independent music. eMusic started in 1998 with a small indie catalog and offering unlimited MP3 downloads for subscribers. Its business model started changing in 2004 when it abandoned the unlimited feature and offered limited downloads for a monthly price, and also major label content began appearing in the catalog. So now, a new phase for eMusic, which is bucking the trend towards streaming by sticking to its downloads and also sticking to independent music. Spotify opened for business in Canada. Many observers, especially Canadian ones, are saying, finally. Spotify operates in nearly 60 countries, and it entered the U.S. market in 2011. Canadian users are greeted with 20 million songs and a large collection of localized music and artists. If it seems like there's a new rumor nearly every week, well, that's because there is a new rumor nearly every week, and this week it comes from Google, where an executive hinted that a new music service was imminent. Of course, we've been hearing that for just about a year now, since last October when news emerged that Google's YouTube unit would develop a subscription music service. And that rumor has been openly confirmed for months. And more recently, Google purchased online radio brand Songza. So we can expect the media giant to do some kind of integration of Songza into Google's all-access music service. The question is not if, but when. Google has a lot of assets to work with, so perhaps by the end of the year, it will all take some new shape. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program is sponsored by Audioboom. Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone each morning. That way you can listen offline on your commute. You might want to try that with this program. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.